Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting podcast of Rolling Energy. Hi, I'm your host, Gary Shaw. I want to give a shout out to a couple of people tonight that actually make our show available. I'm coming live to you from Chickamauga, Georgia. I was just in Chesapeake, just got back in. Chickamauga, Georgia. I want to give a shout out to Richard and Joey McTwishin, Diana Anderson, Scott and Teresa Shriver, and Sean Doc Farrell. Without these wonderful people and branding partners, we would not be able to come live to you, as most of the time Irv and I are traveling, so we would not be able to do that for you. Also, I want to go ahead and get a couple things out of the way. Tonight's show, this radio show, has not been evaluated by any government agency or regulatory agency or by the FDA. So please refrain from asking any kind of medical questions whatsoever. We are not here to cure, diagnose any kind of medical disease or any kind of medical conditions whatsoever. Get back with your practitioner or your doctor if you have any kind of medical questions, and he can answer those questions for you. We are not practitioners or doctors, so please refrain from asking, because you will be cut off immediately. And second one is, we do not discuss any kind of income claims, regardless of what somebody may have told you, or we just do not talk about any kind of income, because each and every one of you are unique. Each and every one of you are different. So please make sure that you get back with the person that invited you to the Blog Talk Radio Show. And you can find out about how to get your free samples. If you're a first-time caller tonight and you simply identify yourself by pressing 1, when we tell you to press 1, you will win absolutely a 9-day supply of free resonators. And also, you might be eligible for the contest that I've put up, that I've posted. And that is for my basically for the people that I've posted about. Anyway, get back with that person about their website. They'll give it to you. And go look at their page. I suggest that you get a pen and piece of paper tonight, because what you're going to hear, if you're like me or if you were like Irv, it may take you a minute to put your head around it or wrap your arms around it, because we're going to take you back in history. We're going to bring you a little forward, and then we're going to take you way into the future, and then we're going to bring you to the present. Now, I know that sounded kind of crazy, but just get a pen and piece of paper, write some information down that you're going to hear tonight. And I want to introduce my friend, my business partner. You see, my little marketing degree and business degree is okay, but my partner in business, we've been doing this for years. Irv has a MBA. Irv was a college professor. He actually taught and wrote 2 curriculums for a major university in Ohio. He has a speech degree. He has a marketing degree, which he taught. And because he has an MBA in business and taught, you know, all aspects of business, from business, basic business, to creative writing in business, to creative development in business structure, business planning, business development, and a speech degree, I would basically be giving you the country boy presentation, which would be cut out a lot of the good quality information. So Irv's going to give you the professor version of the presentation tonight. And with that, I want to invite and see if Professor Irv Samuels is available. Are you already here? I think you are. I hear you.
I am here. I'm in Tampa, Florida this evening. And how is the audio?
Audio is great. Take it away, sir.
All right. Appreciate everybody for being on board. We'll be brief. Going to cover a lot of information, and I hope you embrace the information, because it has the ability to dramatically impact your lives, the lives of your children, the lives of generations to come all around you. With that having been said, let's start with a little history. Around the turn of the 1900s, there was a young man who had come to America at that point named Nikola Tesla. And he was a sharp individual. He was a mechanical engineer, an electrical engineer. He was a physicist. Was absolutely, or he has become known as a futurist. In fact, you may have heard of the Tesla car. That is a patented name by Elon Musk, the richest man on the planet. And he named that particular brand of automobiles after Nikola Tesla for multiple reasons. One, because it's a very futuristic car. And number two, Tesla, and think about this, was projecting or was actually envisioning self-driving cars in 1895. Have to agree, he was certainly thinking ahead of his time. And in the early 20s, he began to work on other realms of relevance, specifically energy realms. He's best probably known in the energy realm for the Tesla coil or possibly the hydro plant at Niagara Falls, which, you know, was his design. But he was working on something different, something that really hasn't come to the forefront in our world. However, you're going to hear about it tonight, and it is definitely part of the pointed opportunity for you to enjoy a better future. And he was working on something that is referred to as quantum resonating energy. Everything in this world is energy. Whether you're looking at a tree, you know, whether you're looking at grass, whether you're looking through a windshield or a window, whether you're driving down, you know, the road on pavement or concrete, or I was on a substrate the other day that had some kind of glass composite on it. It was, you know, kind of sparkly. Well, it definitely was resonating its own specific frequency, as does everything. So that was pretty amazing that in the 20s, you know, Tesla was working on some ideas related to that. And now we jump a little bit, you know, into the progression of history. And in 2012, a young man named Mike Hassler was invited to the Tesla convention. The Tesla convention is a really amazing honor in which those who are given the opportunity to attend are among the elite. You know, they're definitely an esoteric group in the world. And Mike was one of those. Young man from New Hampshire. His father, Rick Hassler, at that time, had recently sold one of his companies after having continually developed and successfully run the company for about 25 years as an Inc. 500 company to Kyocera, the Japanese international company, for big bucks. And at that point, Rick was, you know, pretty much comfortable. Well, that's an understatement. And he had no plans to, you know, kind of delve into any other business ventures. But circumstances fortuitously led him down a path that is going to impact your life, just as it is impacting Gary's life and my life and most of the individuals listening to this call that have already experienced these technologies. So Rick basically had some reservations relative to allowing his son go to the convention. Not that his, you know, son Mike didn't deserve to go and that he should be there. It was just that year it happened to be in Germany, and Mike had, you know, sort of been sheltered living in New Hampshire, hadn't really had a whole lot of international experience, and certainly hadn't been with a group of, and excuse my expression, and I'm saying it with respect and honor, geeky people. Some of the geekiest people in the world would be at the convention. And again, Rick, you know, was protecting his son. And he said, "No, you're not going, Mike. Sorry." And Mike was pretty persistent, as, you know, a young man can be. And eventually his father came around and he said, all right, you're going. There's a catch, though, and that is I'm going with you. And that's exactly what happened. They went to the Tesla convention in Germany. They basically listened to the lectures. They, you know, were active in the breakout sessions. They came away from that seminar with all the information that had been disseminated. And Rick, when he came back to New Hampshire, basically in his brain, pretty much pigeonholed everything he had heard because it was so futuristic. It was so impractical. It's kind of like Star Wars or Star Trek or science fiction. And Rick perceived, yeah, you know, the world, it will someday be ready for some kind of application of quantum resonating energy. But that may be 20, 30, 50 years in the future. And that was exactly where he left it. But his son Mike had a shocking revelation for his dad. He basically said, Dad, you know, based upon what we were introduced to and some of the other, you know, kind of items that I already have a grasp on, I believe that I could develop something practical with quantum resonating energy and impact the world. And his dad couldn't believe it. I mean, that was just, you know, whoa, how could two people have such different perceptions on identical information? And at that point, you know, he has confidence in his children. He has five of them. And, you know, they're pretty good kids. And at that point, he said to Mike, well, what do you have in mind and what do you need? And Mike said, well, Dad, I need some equipment. And, you know, basically it will be about money. And then I'll go to work and I'll really work because I'm excited about, you know, my ideas. And at that point, Rick said, well, what kind of equipment? And Mike started spelling it out. I need state-of-the-art computers. I need some blue light energy equipment. I need some equipment that has the ability to isolate frequencies. I need some equipment that can put frequencies into substrates and aqueous solutions. He went on and on, basically describing a quantum physics laboratory. And Rick looked at him. He said, you know, this isn't going to be cheap. And Mike said, Dad, you don't have a clue at what we're going to create and the wealth that will be available through these technologies. Don't worry about the investment. And Rick had, again, faith in Mike, and he said, all right, here's the checkbook. Get her done, my man. And Mike went to work. He purchased everything he needed, and he immediately began to do, you know, research and development and more research and development and more research and development. And it didn't take him very long until he came up with a patentable idea. And that patent has since been granted. That was the inception of basically this U.S. manufacturing and research and development company. And it was pretty remarkable. And they also have five other really remarkable patents now and others pending. This was the first patent. And basically the first part was we isolate frequencies from given sources. Okay. And you can read the patents. We're not hiding anything. Please take a look at your leisure. Get back to the individual who invited you and they'll share with you how to review them. And the second part of the patent was once we isolate frequencies, we embed them into substrates, into storage devices. I'm going to call those batteries from here on in because we all kind of can relate to batteries. They store energy. Well, this is a little different energy. It's, you know, resonating energy in the quantum field. But certain substrates hold that energy extremely well. And over the last 8 years of experimentation and continual product development and improvement, they basically decided that the best substrates that they have been able to find so far are holograms and striated layered carbon fiber materials. So why did they choose those? They chose them over all the other, you know, things that they had been experimenting with because they hold energy extremely well. They hold it without it changing. So first we isolate frequencies. Second, we embed them into these batteries. And here is where the miracles hit the our world and change our world and have become a new reality for our world. And that is when anything with an energy field, and that's pretty much everything living, whether it's a plant, an animal, or a human, is exposed to one of these batteries, meaning that the battery is put in an area close to the living energy field. Okay, so, you know, within relative proximity to the living entity. What happens is that they begin to get the benefit of the energy in the same fashion as if they had consumed the original emitting source of the energy, or as if they had been absolutely influenced by the original emanating source. What did I just say? That's not possible, is it? Man isn't there yet, is he? Well, turns out he is. And I sure didn't have any clue. You know, I was clueless. I just couldn't believe it. I was nonplussed when I first heard that. I just didn't think it was happening yet. You know, I'm still, you know, kind of looking forward to beam me up, Scotty, you know, Star Trek. And this seems about, you know, on the same caliper as that. And somebody was smart enough to say to me, well, maybe there's something that will really help you understand that, you know, this isn't really crazy way out there. I mean, you know, we have sort of some understanding of how this can possibly be part of our world. And they said, you know what the sun is? And I said, duh. And then they said, are you aware that simply by being exposed to the resonating energy of the sun that your body produces levels of vitamin B3 at, you know, absolutely phenomenal production capability levels. In fact, your body cannot overdose or does not ever overdose based upon sun exposure. And I said, that's cool. And then they said, and man hasn't figured out how to create any supplements that even come close at the effectiveness of developing vitamin D3 in the mammalian body as well as the sun. And I said, well, you know, kind of creator ingenuity, you know, who's going to argue with that? It'll be a long time probably before man can come up with things that work exactly the same. Well, at that point, I kind of had an epiphany. I mean, said, whoa, you know, in other words, you know, we're really, you know, affected by quantum energy all the time, you know, so that's not a big deal. But we now have the ability to isolate energy, and that's not a big deal. But the big deal is that we put it into a storage battery, and it holds the energy and efficiently allows your body or a plant's, you know, kind of structure, or an animal's or your pet's ability to absorb that energy and utilize it completely. And, you know, I sort of doubted it, but I was on board. I said, all right, you know, if the sun works and we're all happy with that, these batteries may work, but, you know, prove it to me. And the cool thing about all of these batteries is that this manufacturer, U.S. manufactured in Brockton, Massachusetts, guarantees satisfaction. There's no financial risk in any of the batteries. Try them all. And try to prove, you know, that they don't work. You know, try any experiments you want, and I believe you're going to have the same experiences that literally thousands and thousands and thousands of us have had, in which we're, you know, non-believing at how well they work, or how could they possibly work this well? But they do. So the first patent was basically a relief modality. Little battery, looks like a Band-Aid. It's about 3/4 of an inch in diameter. And when you put it in the biofield of a pet or of a human, the results are that recipient gets relief. Relief from physical discomfort, relief from anxiety and stress, relief from nausea, relief from heartburn, relief from whatever seems to be not functioning the way that your body, you know, is intended to work, you know, when it is at optimal function. It relieves those complications. Pretty amazing, pretty simple. All energy, no physical complications with you know, the chemicals that typically you might be putting in your body, ingesting to take care and provide relief, you know, mask the symptoms. This is all perfectly natural, and it's all through resonating energy. There is a little catch, and that is if you want optimal benefit from these resonators, understand that hydration, and again, primarily water, hydration in your body is a critical component in allowing every cell and every energy field in your body to work efficiently. So drink lots of water, and you'll get better results. The second battery that they came up with is something called Nitro. It stimulates the natural production of nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is critical in every aspect of mammalian life. Back in 1998, there was a Nobel Physics Prize that was given to a pharmacologist that basically charted the pioneering works on understanding, you know, why nitric oxide is so important. It's a natural gas produced in the cardiovascular system, and it is a vasculator. It literally affords better dissemination of nutrients and oxygen to every cell in your body. Did you hear what I just said? Oxygen? How important is oxygen? If you don't think it's very important, just quit breathing for a month. Just check it out. Or do a little hyperventilation, you know, bring up your oxygen levels. Earlier today, I did some really, I was in a swamp in, I don't know where, but, you know, did some aggressive kind of crazy stuff and overexerted myself and really got winded. And unfortunately, I only had one worn out Nitro patch on, you know, and I was out in the woods, you know, stupid. But I did happen to have a bottle of oxygen. You know, I have a supplement that provides instant oxygen. And I squirted a lot of that in my body and, you know, got my oxygen levels up immediately and was able to go back to breathing normally and carry on, you know, regular healthy life. Well, the nitric oxide levels in your body, if you have them at high levels consistently, you ultimately are going to find that you're going to have higher levels of performance. Performance in mental function, you know, mental acuity, in energy levels, in physical activity. If you want to get into, you know, some kind of competitive event and you want the edge, make sure you have your nitric oxide resonators on and drink lots of water. And every aspect of life, you know, better performance in the bedroom. Is that important there? And faster recovery, you know, if you indeed do something crazy like I, you know, was working to get some weeds out of the swamps, it was crazy, you know, but you know, ultimately they were fighting me. They just didn't give up. The roots were dug in pretty deep. And, you know, when I finally, you know, came to the realization that I should have just cut my losses and left the, you know, weeds there, I was in dire straits. You know, oxygen is pretty critical, guys. Performance is you know, so important in our lives, and I'm definitely going to be, you know, kind of more diligent to make sure I have, you know, at least one active and you know, solid Nitro patch on all the time. You know, maybe two. And if I'm going to exert myself, maybe three. You can't overdose. There's no problem with having, you know, those patches on, and they work so well. Moving on, we have an immunity patch. Okay, that battery is marvelous. Everybody, in view of the challenges in our world today, you know, with everything that is literally, you know, making it difficult for our immune systems to work at optimal levels, you need to do everything you can to boost that immunity. Our battery really works. We have a burn battery, great for multiple things. you haven't done a regular detox in your life, you need to. You need to get those accumulated toxins out. And pretty much every day of your life, they're coming in again. You know, the food we eat, the water we drink, the air we breathe, the chemicals we're exposed to, they end up in your body. And you need to have some simple solution for getting them out. The burn battery really works. And then it also kind of has some major influence on eliminating some of those crazy cravings that you have for food, sugars and carbohydrates and things that, you know, you should probably be a little more reasonable in how much you consume, but, you know, you crave it, go through the whole half gallon of ice cream when you have the opportunity, or you're at the buffet, you go back to the dessert bar four times. Well, that's craziness, but it's common. Once you start using the burn battery, you'll see that won't even happen. You'll have no interest in the second piece of pie or extra candy. And then you move on with that same battery. You'll watch your body transform into a healthier version of itself, losing inches and eventually pounds. Doesn't get any better, and it doesn't get any simpler. Stick on patches and watch your body become slimmer, trimmer, and more healthy based upon the ratio of lean muscle mass to body fat. We have a CBD resonator, best in the industry. No chemicals, so we don't have any CDL or federal employee or you know, working for a university or working for the active military or veteran, you know, complications. None of that. Don't have to worry about dosage. Don't have to worry about frequency of taking it, because it resonates continuously. We have it in two different forms. We have one that's peel and stick, and the peel and sticks are good for about 72 hours. And we have another form that's carbon fiber. It looks like a dog tag and works equally well on, you know, pets as well as it does on humans. And it resonates consistently and continuously, guaranteed for an entire year. So why is that important? Stimulating your endocannabinoid system. Back in the 70s, they developed, you know, a lot of research was going on at the time. They developed the name endocannabinoid. And that is literally based upon a discovery that every mammal has a system internally that is called the endocannabinoid system that governs, it guides the body back to homeostasis or balance. That's balance of every system in your body. And when things are out of balance, they end up developing into a disease state. When they're in balance, you're healthy. So what is your choice? And we have the best CBD stimulator in the entire marketplace. And then you move on. We have a sleep battery. We have a revive battery. We have a wow battery. And they're all wow. I mean, you know, there's no question. You'll hear some testimonials coming up based upon people's experience with these various batteries. Highly recommend. Get your own experiences, and you will love the individual who invited you to this information for the rest of your life and be indebted to them, because things are about to improve in your life. I'm going to talk real briefly about three other technologies, three other breakthroughs. One is called an EMF shield. Every single cell phone on the planet emits electromagnetic frequency, as does, you know, routers and laptops and notebooks and hair dryers and vacuum cleaners and smart appliances and smart meters, and I could go on and on, but the, you know, bottom line is you're getting the point. All the modern gadgets, and they create complications in our energy fields. We weren't made to be consistently impacted by those frequencies. These little EMF shields, guaranteed for an entire year, you put them on the device, and it mitigates 93% of the complication associated with the EMF from that device, and we could demonstrate that. Two other patented items in our remarkable wellness bag, improving our world bag. One is called a freshness card, okay, and a food freshness card works in an amazing manner in that it's frequencies only, but when it's in within 5 feet of things that typically deteriorate very rapidly, today in Plant City, Florida, I acquired a case of cantaloupes and a case of guavas and a case of, you know, got carried away. But, you know, when you're got the key growing hub of pretty much the United States, why not take advantage of it to extreme? And I have 4 freshness cards on all those cases. Why? Because it extends the vibrancy, the freshness by about 50%, sometimes more. So I'm going to get as much duration out of them as I enjoy, you know, really delectable natural food substances. So that's the freshness card. It has so many other applications. You'll hear those again probably in the testimonials tonight. And the final item I'm going to talk about is an earthing card. It is outrageous in that it's one of the coolest inventions ever. It's definitely the quintessential item in the product line, and it has lots of frequencies embedded in it, including earthing frequencies. If you're familiar with the concept of earthing, then you know, kind of can relate to people that do the activities of earthing, hugging trees and getting close to, you know, falls, you know, natural waterfalls throughout the world, or, you know, getting in high rapid, you know, high technologically difficult to navigate streams throughout the world, and people that, you know, walk barefoot in the ocean and, you know, begin to walk around in the grass without shoes on. That is natural grounding, or that is natural earthing. Well, this card carries that frequency, so in the middle of winter, you know, in Alaska, you can still specifically get all the benefits of earthing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, simply by carrying one of these cards. Why would you want that? Well, we could demonstrate improvements in strength, improvements in range of motion, improvements in balance, and so much more. I highly recommend get back to the individual, and if you're near them, let them, you know, demonstrate it to you. And cool thing is that you could run an aqueous solution, you know, a solution of liquid over the card, or wave the card at the solution, and it will take on the frequencies that have been embedded in the card, and you could use that liquid in the same fashion. You could, you know, again, if it's, you know, a consumable, you could drink it. If it's, you know, not a consumable, you could watch it, you know, begin to structure in a different way. Wine, for instance, I guess that certainly is a consumable, changes taste dramatically with the impact of the card, as does food substances and water and so many other things. So enjoy your journey at experimenting with all of these batteries. The earthing card and the freshness card are guaranteed for an entire year, and they'll last much longer. Now, having kind of opened your vision to some things that, you know, you weren't aware of, and most of the world have no clue that they possibly can even remotely exist yet, that spells opportunity. And again, a lot of people have no interest in, you know, creating adjunct income, and that's great. You know, if you're in a position where you have way too much money, you have all the free time in your life, and you're, you know, enjoying the leisure that you, you know, kind of, or whatever you chose to, you know, kind of develop in your lifetime. If that's all coming together and have no interest in extra income, then become charitable. You know, begin to share these technologies just because it's an obligation to mankind to tell other mankind about things that have major impact in their quality of life. And again, donate it to your favorite charity. You know, create your own trust or legacy. But for those of you that are challenged economically, it is a perfect time to take advantage of unique technologies, patented and protected, with global distribution. There's 11 international distribution hubs already, and we're growing like crazy. So join us. Doesn't cost anything to become a brand partner. Get back to the individual, you know, again, who blessed you with the invitation tonight. They'll be glad to, you know, walk you through the process of becoming a brand partner, no obligation. You'll instantly receive a self-replicated website, which means you'll be able to share these modalities with other people around the world in any language that's already, you know, kind of prescribed onto the website that you will have. And furthermore, you have the ability to, without spending any money, earn money immediately. Every time anybody goes to that website and makes a purchase, ching, your register goes off. And it's not, you know, kind of wimpy little commissions. There are serious commissions available. You know, 25%, 33% serious commissions on inventory that you don't have to stock or, you know, ever see. It gets drop shipped, you know, directly to the individuals that choose to make the buying decisions. And for those of you that say, hey, you know, I heard what you said, or at least I heard part of what you said, or I heard a little bit of what you said tonight, I'd never be able to do that. Well, believe me, to become very successful here, you don't ever have to do what I did. I choose to do what I do because it's part of my life. You know, I've taken more than 1 million people on weed walks. I've educated so many people in our world. Ultimately, it's part of my character. But as for you, you need to become a good inviter. Invite them to this information. We do this radio blog show 5 evenings a week, 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 p.m. Pacific. Just get people to listen. We have a webinar every Tuesday night. We have a webinar every Saturday morning. We specifically have archived videos and archived audios. We have doctors that have put short clips together explaining the various batteries, and it is so simple to share. And the income potential is unlimited. Unlike if you work for a job, you know, the highest paid guy in your corporation, you know, has a ceiling. Well, here there are no ceilings. And I'm going to detail one part of the compensation plan so that, again, for those of you that are, you know, thinking about, well, can I make any money at this? If you choose, okay, to go beyond just sharing on a personal basis, and again, you can make a lot of money doing that. In fact, you can get to the top rank in the company by personal exposure to other people around the world that, you know, become brand partners with you. But ultimately, there is a way to leverage your time with other people's time if you choose to get involved with that. It's called a binary or a dual team system. And all that means is that, you know, you go out and begin to share with other people. You start developing two separate teams of product users or product promulgates, and you get paid on a continuous basis based upon the development of those teams. You get paid 20% on the weaker team's new business volume on a daily basis. Closes out every Sunday night, and it loads onto your pay card the following Wednesday. Pay cards have a little, in the United States, we recommend a system that has a Visa, you know, logo on it. Doesn't get any more convenient to that, and you could transfer the money if you choose to right into your checking account if you don't want to use the Visa debit card. But it is instantaneously available each time they load your card Wednesday, and there's no reason not to get a load every single Wednesday. Now here's, and I hope you're seated, and I'm not making any income projections of any kind. I'm just reading from the compensation plan. In the binary structure, if you indeed build an aggressive team that, you know, continually duplicates the process two by two by two by two, and again, that's a perfect world scenario. There will be some people that never bring anybody to the table, and there will be people that bring hundreds of people to the table. And the bottom line is that you get paid to unlimited levels on those teams' business development. And it caps out, though. Hope you're seated, because it's, you know, kind of a sad limitation, but it's $30,000 weekly. Think that might change your address? So, you know, again, aspire to fly. You know, aspire to develop legacy income. It's on the table. There's no reason why it shouldn't be in your hands, but it's up to you. with that, don't procrastinate. Get back to the individual who invited you, or if you're a first-time listener, identify yourself, you know, this evening, right now. Gary's going to give you directions for doing that, and please stick around so that you can hear some testimonials. Thank you. Gary, go ahead.
Thank you, Irv. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you would press 1, we're going to announce the last 4 digits of your telephone number. Please identify yourself by first name only. We'd like to know the state and the first and last name of the person that invited you. And please speak slowly so we can write this down, because we want to make sure the person that invited you gets credit for inviting you. Because, you see, not only do you win a 9-day supply, the person that invited you, they win a 6-day supply. So please take your time when you identify yourself. So press 1. Richard, Diana, do you have anybody that has pressed 1 yet?
Not yet. Don't be shy. Go ahead and press that 1.
Anyone, press 1. While we're waiting, I'd like to go ahead and give a testimonial. I've been in this since in the beginning. And when I first got in it, to be quite honest, I did not have the money to get in it, because all my money was going to cancer treatment. I happen to have a wife that has stage 4 cancer, and every dime that I make trying to save her life, because when she got diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer, lymph node cancer, brain cancer, sternum cancer, and spine cancer, they basically told us basically 4 months to live. And then after they found out that she had 28 tumors, I didn't think they could do this, but they kicked my wife out of the hospital and sent her home basically to die. And I started selling things off, trying to come up with money, and I got introduced to this and loved it. But I didn't pull, I took a position, but I didn't go do nothing for a couple, 2 or 3 weeks, because I was literally I kicked myself a lot for doing that. Because I would have been a lot further off, but my priority was, you know, saving my wife's life. And by putting all these medallions, literally, and batteries all over her body and on mine, my wife is still here more than a year plus later. But to tell you what I love the wow. It gives me, I own a trucking company, little one truck and trailer company now, from 3 to down to 1. But the wow gives me more clarity when I'm driving, and less aggravation when cars pull out in front of my semi-truck, knowing that, you know, I guess they think I can stop within 30, 20, 30 feet. If you do not know that if you pull out in front of a semi, it takes 2.5 football fields to stop. So if you cut in front of a semi, you know, it may not be able to cut, be able to get in front. Anyway, I used the burn patch, and I basically was in an auto accident about 15 years ago. A woman running a red light. I'm running 65, 70 mile an hour, and she runs a red light, and I noticed 2 little babies. And I had maybe 1-2 seconds. I slammed on my brakes, and I jerked the wheel to the right. I missed her, probably her car, basically by about 6 inches. But as I jerked the wheel to the right, the load shifted in the trailer. I clipped a telephone pole, and the trailer started turning and started to roll. I clipped the corner of an abandoned building, and I was sliding, and about 30 yards, I slid down an 8-foot embankment with my trailer loaded with all kinds of, I was running right at 80,000 pounds. And it broke my shoulder, it broke my rotary cap, it broke my main growth bone, and I couldn't do nothing for a long, long time. I ballooned up to over 360 pounds. Well, today I'm down to 259 pounds in about 6 months. I'm not losing as fast as I wanted to here recently, but you know, I've had some more stress issues, and I'm putting more wow and more burn to get it work. But it works. I wire each and every one of the medallions. So Anyone want to press 1? Press 1. Got one person.
Hey,
go ahead.
Yep. We have 9005. 9005, you're unmuted.
9005, your line is open. Can you identify yourself and tell us who invited you, please, and the state you live in?
They disappeared.
9005 looked like they hung up.
Are they hung up?
They're dropped.
Wow.
Well, we do have 6765.
Okay.
I think when they drop that, and there's 9005. Let's just start with. Hold on a second. 6735.
Go
ahead. Your mic is open, 6735.
9005.
Yeah, that's me.
90. Hello?
Yes, Chip. Name's Chip.
Chip, okay, Chip. Who invited you tonight, Chip?
Sheila S. Don't know the last name.
Sheila Shipman. Okay.
Yeah, Shipman.
Yeah, Sheila. Yes.
Yes, you.
What did you think about what you heard tonight, Chip? Anything that you, anything impressive, anything you dislike? What did you think about the show? Just the floor is yours. Tell us what you think.
Oh, well, I think it's great. Technology is awesome. And
yeah, the technology is off the chain. You got that right. It works.
And one of my buddies
please
has
get
a,
back.
Something like that. Huh?
Yeah, please get back with Sheila and ask Sheila for the three or four videos. We have three or four little 3-minute videos we'd like for you to watch. And then if you would go to Quantum, if you got, are you driving or are you where you can write?
Yeah, I'm driving to work.
All right. You're driving? Okay. I'll see if I can get one of the team members to text you. It's Quantum Solutions Now. .info. You can get back with Sheila and she'll give you the information. And in that way, you can get your 9-day supply free of free resonators. And if you would just hang around, there's going to be a few more people that will be doing testimonials. Thank you, Chip, for calling in tonight. Now, Chip, if you come back tomorrow night and you bring two additional couples with you or two additional people, we will bump your 3 up to 8 for simply inviting. So if you'll get 2 more people just to listen in like you, within 24 hours of hearing it, we're gonna bump you from 3, and they win 2 chips, so they're gonna win 3 resonators, a 9-day supply, because each one of these batteries will last 3 days. They win a 9-day supply, each one of them, and you win a 24-day supply. If they identify themselves and say Chip invited me.
Okay, I'll do that.
And Chip, we're here every night but Tuesday night and Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 nights a week. So you can invite anybody you want to, and you can win a lot of resonators and get a lot of free resonators, or you can talk to Teal about being a partner, and she'll tell you all the details.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Chip.
Yeah. Have a good night, I guess.
You too. Just hang around and listen for the testimonials. All right, press 1. Thank you, Chip. Press 1, ladies and gentlemen. I know I got a few more people that are new here tonight, so if you would press 1 so we could get you in the queue. Press 1. We'd like to hear your thoughts, your opinions. How about 6765? Last 4 digits of your phone number is 6765. Can you open that line up and we see if they got something to say? First name, and that way you can win your free resonator. And tell us who invited you. 6765, last 4 digits.
Gary, that's
Care to
me.
Make a comment? That's you?
That's me, Carol. Scott's
Whoa,
mom.
Well, great. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
That's
we love
good.
Having you on the show. Did you learn anything new tonight?
Well, let me see. I think I did. I think I learned, yeah, I think I learned a few things from what Irv was talking about that I didn't really, you know, like probably heard before, but didn't hear it in that way, and it sounded, you know, sounded different to me.
Yes, ma'am. Well, if you would invite more people, you can start winning more. You can grow your team a little quicker. Basically win more free resonators.
I do invite, but they just, you know, some, I don't know, they just don't seem interested.
Well, here's what you need to do.
You know, given those cards that Scott printed out that with the, you know, the blogs, the time and the dates and everything. And I've given out quite a few.
I know Scott will help. I know Scott will help you. I will, if you'll write my name and number. I'll be willing to make. If you'll call them, I'll be on the phone and I'll help you invite them. And maybe it just takes a third party to invite them. I won't try to sell them anything. I won't try to get them to join anything. I'll just try to give them the giveaway that we got to give away some free samples. And see if I can't help you give away some free samples. If you want to do that, if you want to get with Scott and see if it's okay, that's fine. Or I'll give you money. You can get my number from Scott too. And I'm willing to help you. Okay, I'm willing to help you. Good. If you're on Scott's team, I know you do. Well, we thank you for calling in, and Irv and I both are here to help you. As well as Scott.
Do you want to hear my testimony, or do you want me to wait
yes, ma'am.
For that?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Give us your testimony.
Okay. Back in July, I was in terrible, terrible, terrible discomfort in my shoulder. And I had pain, I had discomfort going down my arm. And finally, after waking up at night and crying because it hurt so bad, and my husband telling me, go to the doctor. Finally, I did. And I went in July to the doctor, and they did x-rays and everything, and they told me that I had a frozen shoulder. And I said, okay, what do you do for a frozen shoulder? Well, you could either get a cortisone shot and wait a little while and then do therapy, or you could Tylenol for the pain and wait it out for like 18 months to 2 years for it to heal on its own. Those are really good options.
Yeah, I was going to say, that didn't sound like it's real good options.
Yeah. So with being diabetic, I didn't want to take a cortisone shot. So I had heard about this. Scott was telling me about this, and he was talking to me about this, and he was saying, Mom, he said, really? He said, it works. He said, just try it. So he had given me some of the batteries, and they were the relief batteries. And so I went home, I told the doctor, I said, well, I'll think about it. And she gave me an appointment for a month later. Well, I went home that night, and I was talking to my daughter, and I told her, I said, I can't take this pain. I said, I'm just put one of these relief batteries on my back here at the top of my shoulder. And so she did. And the next morning, when I got up, I could raise my arm above my head, and I had no stiffness and no discomfort. And it was totally amazing. It was just amazing that it worked that fast. because I couldn't lift my arm. I couldn't even lift my arm halfway up whenever she, you know, she had me in the office. So I kept using the relief, and it really helped the pain or the discomfort. And then Scott gave me an earthing card. He said, Mommy, he said, try this earthing card. So I put the earthing card on my shoulder every night before I go to sleep, and I sleep real well, and I have no discomfort in the morning when I get up, and it really works. And I'm just amazed, because for something like that, you know, I mean, I suffered with it for about a month before I went to the doctors, and it was just so much discomfort. It made me cry. It actually hurt that bad. So,
I'm glad you found some relief.
Yeah. When I went back in August the next month, I showed her what I could do, and I told her why I could do this. And she just, you know, she was like, so I gave her something to read, and she read it, and she went through some things with me about my arm, lifting my arm, putting my arm behind my back, raising it, you know, up above my head, and I was showing her that, you know, I could do this and that I didn't have any discomfort with doing it. And she was just, you know, she says, well, you don't need me. So she was right. And ever since that, since August, I have not had any discomfort in my shoulder. And when I do, if I do, when my dog pulls me, it does start to, you know, just a little discomfort. But I put my earthing card on at night, and I go to bed, and the next morning, and it's fine. So,
praise the Lord.
Really, this really works, and I'm really blessed to have gotten into such a wonderful group of people that want to help other people, and that's what we're to do. That's what God put us on this earth to do, to help other people.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
That's my.
Well, Miss Rosemary, thank you so much. That was a great testimony. It was an awesome testimony, and I'd love to have you on the call more often. It's a pleasure to hear your voice. I wish you'd get on the call more often. Matter of fact, Scott and I had a talk about you today by getting on the call.
Yes, I know.
Anyway.
That's why I was on last week, and I was on the last – see, Wednesday nights I work.
Oh, okay.
So I try to get on when I can, and I got on last Wednesday, and I got on the week before Wednesday, but I didn't get on the call. I mean, I was here and I listened.
Well, we appreciate every bit, and we hope you learn something every time you get on here, and hopefully you pick up something that will help you. You have a great son. You have a great team leader in your son, and he is climbing the ladder, and he is a great teammate. He has become an awesome friend, and we value Scott, and we value you. So thank you for coming to the call. We appreciate everything that you and Scott are doing for the Rolling Energy. And just if we're here, if you need help, to invite people. Herb will help you. I will help you. Scott will help you. So don't hesitate to reach out and call us and for help. Matter of fact, I came up with a challenge, and it's called the Tesla Challenge. And I will help you explode your business if you can think of brothers and sisters, nieces and nephews, aunts, uncles, work associates, first name and phone numbers. It's the Tesla Challenge 25. If you will come up with 25 names in the next 48 hours, names and phone numbers, I will carve out as much time as it takes for us to contact those 25 people, and I won't jump straight in. We'll just chit-chat a little bit with people, and at some point they may ask me what I do, or you know, or I may ask them what they do, just kind of, you know, feel them out to kind of get to know them, and then I'm going to tell them about my crazy job that I have to give away free samples. Could they help us out? And let's tell them point blank, you ain't got to buy nothing. Just come on this and listen to these two guys talk and get their money. Help me out.
Okay.
And it works. I don't know what it is about it, but it works. If you will sit down and like I said, take the Tesla Challenge, 25 names in 48 hours, and call me. I will carve out whatever it takes. If it takes us 2 hours or 3 hours or 4 hours to go through those 25 names, I will commit that much time to you, and we will call all those people. And if we don't get a hold of them, the day we call, the ones we get a hold of, great. The ones we don't get a hold of, we'll call them the next day. Whatever it takes to get a hold of those 25 people that you come up with, I'm committed to help you. Is that a fair deal?
Yes, very. I'll see if I can come up with 25 names.
Well, just sit down and think of your neighbors. Sit down and think of your pastor. Sit down and think of your church friends, people you've done business with in the community, people that you work with, nieces and nephews, uncles, grandparents or whatever. If you just put a whole entire list, because I hear a lot of times, well, I don't know that many people. I said, do you go to church? Yeah. Do you go buy gas at a store? Well, yeah. Have you met that person at the convenience store? Well, yeah. Well, okay. You know, do you work with anybody? Well, yeah. You know, do you pay a light bill with somebody and over the years and got to know that person a little bit? Well, yeah. If you just sit down and put your head together, you will think of 25 names and names, and then once you get the names, just look them up in the phone book. If you don't have their number, just look them up in the phone book, or be bold and direct and just say, hey, I'd like to call you sometime. What's your number? You'd be surprised how many people give your phone number to you. And then I'll take the time and call. I'm bold. You know, I walk up to a completely stranger. I mean, and I will help you and show you how I do it. And then I will call all 25, and after I do the 25, you'll have an idea. We also got another way that you can, and this may sound completely wrong, and I don't mean it to be wrong, but I call it the stalker program. And people say, stalker? I say, well, yeah, and it may be the wrong appropriate name, but I get on Facebook, and I join these groups, lots of these groups, and I see who has a lot of friends. I find somebody that's got 1,000 or 1,500 friends. I watch what they post, and I look and see how many people respond to their post. If somebody makes a post and they get 35 or 40 people responding to their post, they are a great influencer. So I will send them a little text message and send them a little message and say, hey, I sent you a DM. Hope you don't mind. Please read that and tell me what you really think about that little text message I sent you. And it gives them a way out, you know, when you send it to them. And it apologizes up front for invading their privacy, and you send it to them, and it works. If you send out 50 of them a day, you're gonna get 5 or 10 leads every single day. It's all about not being bashful. You have a gift. Scott dropped a business in your lap that if you work this correctly, it could have the potential of being $1 million-a-year business. And you never know who somebody knows. You may get somebody that you think would not be great in this business, and they may not be great, but they may know somebody that knows somebody that could pull this off and build a great team. Or they may know, that person may know somebody that could build a great team, and it benefits you all. So you never discount anybody, ever. You never know.
I have a nephew that's a retired colonel.
Well, there you go. He knows a lot of people. And that's what I said. Yeah. Write down your nieces, your nephews, your aunts, uncles, first cousins, and second cousins. You know, just write down as many. Sit down your church directory. You know, and because the church director has all kinds of people's names in your church directory. You know, I'm not bashful. I mean, you know, we can call them up and we'll do a little prayer as we're talking, because I need all kinds of prayer. I mean, lots of prayers. I mean, I have a wife that's got stage 4 cancer, so I'm not bashful about reaching out and telling people and get them to pray and get them to know them a little bit, and I'll be bold and ask them what they do. And if they open that door and they give me just a little bit to stick my toe across that line, you know, I'm going to squeeze the rest of the way in there and talk to them.
Yeah.
So if you're willing to do it, I'm willing to. If you're willing to do it, I'm willing to do it. Thank you so much, Ms. Rosenberry, for doing that. Got a few more people. Thank you so much. We've got a few more people that's on here. Press 1, ladies and gentlemen. 8127. 8127, the last 4 of your digits, 8127, your mic is live. Like to hear your input, your thoughts, your comments. 8127. Have we opened up 8127?
8127 is gone.
It's gone?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Anybody new? Is that all of our new people? Anybody want to do a testimonial? Diane, you got a great testimonial. I mean, at Christmas time, you started on a little venture. Got actually involved around the 10th of December, I think. And you're growing. I mean, your team is growing fast. And you're from when I first talked to you, you were probably the most the least likely source and the most skeptical person that I've ever dealt with and talked to, because you know you just told me you didn't believe in everything that you kind of were like from Missouri. Show me. So tell us a little bit about your testimonial, Diana.
Well, let's see. You're right. I was probably the most skeptical person you've ever met, because I think I've tried every lotion, potion, pill, and patch out there, known to man. And so I'm like, okay, let's see if this really works. Well, I got my burn, and the burn worked very quickly. I noticed inches falling off of me and about 8 pounds, so that was great, and that was in about a 2-week time period. And then, but on Christmas Eve, I had a very distressed back. I was in a lot of discomfort. Every time I moved, I let out an audible yelp. I sounded like I was much older than I am. Well, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, I suffered. Christmas Day, I decided to try some relief. I tried some relief, and the next day, I jumped out of bed, no yelping involved, and I went running out to my husband. I said, look at this. I reached up, I twisted, I bent over, I touched my toes. I was reaching in all different directions, and he goes, wow. And I said, speaking of wow, I have some of those on too. So I am a firm believer. I am a very, very firm believer. I have my birthing card. I love it. I used it on my dog. I didn't have a tag for my dog, but my dog was in serious, serious condition. I have her sleep on it, and she is pretty much back to her usual self now. So I am a firm believer. I am a big sharer. And basically all you have to do is just open up your mouth and say, or just listen to people and find their problem. If it has to do with their health and wellness and overall life, we have a solution. And that's
exactly
my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You know, there's a really, really old saying, people don't really care about what we know until they know how much we care about them. And when people realize that, you know, that we are genuine and we really seriously care about them, people can hear in a person's voice, honestly, whether a person's literally trying to sell them something or if a person is desperate for money. You know, it comes across. I don't know what it is, but it comes across that, you know, that a person's desperate and needing money. But if you are genuinely caring and you care about the well-being of another human being on this planet, regardless of who they are, race, creed, color, religion, it don't matter. If you can help another human being, that's what God tells us that we're supposed to do. We're supposed to reach out and help somebody and grow, I mean, and grow our relationship with God, grow our relationship with every human being on this planet. And when people realize that and they see that you genuinely care about them, they open up and they may tell you, you know, that they got an ache in their back or they got a knee that hurts or their ankle hurts or their foot hurts or something. And then all you got to do is say, hey, you know, I might have a solution. Would you care to try this? And I can give you, you know, I can give you a 9-day supply if you'll just listen into this webinar or listening to this radio show about 30 minutes. And then if you hang around after that, you can hear some testimonials. And hopefully in a couple of days after you get your free samples, you can be called back in and you can give a testimonial. It works. It works like magic. Well, thank you, Diane, for your testimonial. Richard or anybody, Carol, anybody want to give a testimonial? Wow, I just heard about 400 people at one time.
I had my line muted there, Gary. This is Richard. I can jump in here for a moment until someone else presses one and wants to share something.
Okay.
Of course, I've had great experiences with a number of the different patches and things like that. Nitro was one of my favorite ones. I found that I had to cut the bushes out front, which are about 5 foot high, 5 foot deep, all across the front of the house, and then a real large one at the end. And usually by the time I got through cutting all of those, I would end up being tired and sore. But I put on two nitro patches before I went out and did that, and I had all the energy to do that and finished up, and I didn't, as Irv said, quicker recovery time. I wasn't exhausted or anything else. So key thing with the nitro, other than helping improve all the other patches in circulation, is you're going to notice it when you do something. So the key factor, and you've mentioned that to people before, if you're sitting on the couch and you put them on, you're not going to notice anything different, okay? But if you are doing something, engaging in a sport, walking, working, anything like that, you're generally going to notice the difference. So Sheila came on here. Do you want to click her open, Diana? 5240.
What's your last digit?
5240.
5240.
A question mark.
There we go.
Yes, here I am.
Hey, Miss Sheila.
The Queen Ager.
Queen Ager. I ain't heard you in a minute.
I'm the senior member of this wonderful team. And I don't feel like a senior member at all. I never have, so I don't pay any attention to numbers as far as age goes. Mine's unlisted. Anyway, a couple of weeks ago, I woke up. I mean, I'm in very good health. I have a very strong immune system because I've been taking care of myself all my life. And I woke up, unbeknownst to me, with a pain on my right side. And it was not a light pain. It was kind of a severe pain. And I'm thrashing all over the place, not knowing what to do. I was sitting in my office, and I couldn't stand the pain, so I went and lied down and put some patches on. Within a half an hour, the pain was gone. The discomfort was gone, and It never came back. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Fantastic.
They work fantastic. I mean, I've never been happier meeting all these wonderful people, the people on the calls, the people that I don't know. Most of the people that I've talked to are strangers. But unless you reach out to the people, they're not going to reach out to you. They're wonderful people out there. Don't be afraid to talk up and say, oh, by the way, I'm just curious. Do you work? And what do you do? And they'll tell you. And you look for clues. Join some groups. You look for clues. They'll say, in some of the groups that I'm in, they'll say, I have a question about such and such. And I go in there. All I do is take them out of the group and say, I may have a solution for you. I said, I'd like to invite you to a blog talk radio show, and it's tonight, and you just give them the details, and invariably they'll get on the call. I mean, and if they ask you what is it, that's why we have the call. I don't want to leave anything out, so I want the professionals to do the call, and you're done. If they don't want to do it, don't worry about it. There's how many people in this country, and we're in 70 countries other than the United States. So go for it. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. And get a definite answer whether they can be on the call or not. So what you do is you say, we have limited space on the call. I need to know now whether you can be on that call. Because if you can't be on that call, I have a list of people that want to be on the call, so I need to call them. Bingo. Make sure you tell them to put it on their calendar, set their alarm, and bingo. No excuses. Excuses or money or helping other people. I help other people. I've been helping other people most of my life. I've been in this industry for 40 years, loving every minute of it and meeting the most wonderful people in my life that would do anything for me, and I've never met them in person. So, get it done.
That's right. Get her done. Thank you so much, Sheila. We appreciate your input. Do we have anybody else that would like to press one and give a final thought before we close out tonight, since everybody's rushing to press one? Anyone? Press one. Diana, Richard, anyone pressed one yet? Yes,
nope.
Not. I want to thank Diana and Anderson and Richard and Joy Matuition. I want to thank Irv. He did a splendid job again tonight. I want to thank each and every person that called in tonight. And remember, tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're going to be here, and we ask you to invite two or three people to the call, because every time you invite somebody, you can win some free resonators, but they can win some resonators. So with that, thank you so much for spending your time tonight with our family here at Rolling Energy. God bless you. God bless America, and we'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Thank you, everyone. Good night. Goodbye.